Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air.
Hey, on today's program, my son, Dr. Zach Clinton, he's joined by a great guest. Let's get started.
My friends, you're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and my guest is Mark James, the Chief Marketing Officer of Christian Care Ministries, the parent corporation of MediShare.
Thank you so much. Honor and a privilege.
It's remarkable what you guys are doing. And again, just the community that you guys have built, the culture that you guys have sustained over time. Before we dive into a little bit more of your own personal kind of story over the last couple of years during COVID, and before we dive in even deeper into faith and its impact on kind of wellness and recovery and clinging to Christ in the midst of crisis, one thing I wanted to touch on, because obviously with AACC, a lot of our members, a lot of our students, a lot of our audience are very mental health friendly, right? Those are some of the conversations, a lot of counselors out there, and something that you guys offer, yes, it's physical health, but you guys are very holistic in nature. Obviously, we're going to talk about the faith components, but also mental health. And you know this, Mark, the CDC reports that came out recently, the stats are they're staggering. They're heartbreaking. Continuing, my dad always put it this way. We've moved from a mental health crisis into now post-COVID, a mental health disaster. Rates of anxiety, depression, addiction, loneliness, suicidality, all of them are on the rise, up to places that we've never seen them surge to before. People are in trouble. Again, and what you guys have to offer, and I just want to ask this as well. Somebody might be listening. How does MediShare support individuals, whether it be through counseling, whether it be through crisis intervention work, but also, again, affordability and accessibility around mental health care?
I would not have predicted, and you spoke to it articulately. I won't repeat it, but it is, it's amazing all the stats around us that point to what you shared. But at MediShare, recognizing that, we do have an option for our members to access telebehavioral health. There's a copay, but we have thousands of people access that to talk to someone, to pray with someone, just in hopes of finding a voice on the other line, because you said it, people are lonely. In a world where we have more and deeper connectivity from a technological perspective, it actually, the more that happens, the more separated we become as a society. Because we're skipping rocks instead of going under the water line, if you will. And so that's important. The other piece I would share, we do put this on our website now, and I've been a little reticent, honestly, to do it, because I just, in a world where there are way too many words and not enough actions, I just want to be mindful at MediShare and in my own personal walk that, am I demonstrating what I'm talking about? Because people are watching. But we have recently put out in our annual report this idea of prayer. And anxiety, the Greek word, I'm sure you're familiar with this, but the Greek word translated around anxiety is to tear something apart. And I love that. Jumping to that definition, because when I looked that up and I was studying that a little bit, I was like, wow, anxiety doesn't make me feel like that definition. Tearing something apart. If I could see that someone was being torn apart underneath their humanness, would I respond differently? How would I behave? And so with that, we know we can't always address that, but what we can do is invite the Holy Spirit into the conversation. And we know when God shows up, the Holy Spirit shows up. And there's research beginning to emerge. We hope to do some research in this regard as well, that anxiety comes down, because we begin to relinquish this ravenous desire for control that as human nature we tend to have. And I think when we pray, that we're crying out, if you will, to the Holy Spirit. And in that exchange creates the equilibrium between us and God that he always envisioned, that he always designed, but went a little different turn in the garden, right? And so knowing that, we last year had over 800,000 moments of prayer with our members, and not only our members, I'm even more excited. I love that, but even more excited underneath that number is providers. 70% of the providers that call in, we always end a call. Is there anything we can pray with you about or pray over? And 70% of the providers say yes. Now, this doesn't happen every day, but we've actually had providers before call back a week later and say, hey, I was talking to, you know, Mark in my office, and would you pray over him like you did me?
Wow, that's powerful, Mark. You know, that a caller or a client phoning into customer service would ask for spiritual coverage. So, Mark, let me then ask, where does that type of interaction lead?
And so we've had people accept Christ, not that we are seeing ourselves in that light, but, you know, things happen. We've had people call back and say, you prayed for my kid, and I just wanted to call you back and let you know what happened. And you and I know, and your listeners know, God always answers prayer. The difference is, it's just not always in the way we expect or want. We get some encouraging feedback, and it's so encouraging to our team. And our contact center, we say often, like, I don't know what you'll do the rest of your life, but if you're here for a couple of years, you may actually touch more people in these 2 years than potentially you'll touch in the rest of your life.
That's amazing, Mark. Seriously, I mean, it truly is.
Tying that back to mental health, those are a couple examples, and we take it really seriously. We love what AACC does, and that you stand in the gap always throughout your history, but it just seems like right now we need more clarity. And the fact that you're all distinctly Christian, and you make no apologies, not in a haughty way, but the Bible speaks directly to let your yes be yes and your no be no. And I think we as Christians have to make sure that we're speaking with clarity in the universe of noise.
Mark, you know, everyone has a personal story, as you've been saying, and yours involves a health journey. I'd like our listeners to understand maybe where you're coming from as it relates to a health scare.
I'll just say it this way. I got COVID. I went through the 14-day incubation period, came out the other side, could smell, could taste, and I'm like, I'm good. And then suddenly my brain fog began to settle in, and I began to lose my memory. Now, that would be significant for anyone, but we all have what we call superpowers. And so I had just always been blessed. I'd never been without it. So I didn't necessarily understand what that would look like, but I got a taste of it for sure. But I had what people would call an infographic memory. So I could look at a spreadsheet and numbers, and it's locked in. Details, conversations, didn't have to take a lot of notes, and it was crystal. Fast forward. Suddenly now we call it long COVID, but I get brain fog, and I notice that suddenly I couldn't remember my phone number. Now that can still happen to all of us occasionally, but I'm on a call and I couldn't tell someone my phone number, but I couldn't recall, like, if you and I have a conversation, I'd know the topic, but man, if there were key details, if I didn't take notes, it was just general. It was just general information. And so that was scary to me. I began to go, wow, is this what life is going to be like? And God gave me a little assurance about a year in, but I didn't know what it means. And I don't have a lot of these moments, Zach, where I would say, like, it was like the Holy Spirit descended and spoke to me, like, directly. And he said, you, through my COVID journey, you know, you've drifted out to the sort of the edges of the field. you know, you've been sort of taken out of the game, not on the sideline, because I would notice that. And I think that's one of the biggest tricks of the counterfeiter. And I'll come back to that. But
Mark, what do you think the Holy Spirit was maybe trying to tell you or teach you there?
In that moment, I got this message that you have to find your way back to the middle of the field, that we're not done, because that's where the action is and that's where I want you. I didn't know what that meant, but I felt like, okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means the me right now that's incapacitated, or if I get some of, you know, those powers back. But what that really had begun to set in motion was deep work underneath my heart.
What would you tell our listeners who maybe have experienced a similar moment of crisis?
I would have told you and your listeners 5 years ago, because I believed it. I had peace in my Father, and that Jehovah Jireh, that God will provide. I believed it. But what I didn't understand, Zach, was I had strings attached to my peace. One of those was I was always blessed with finding ways up mountains and planting flags, you know, figuratively. And I was that guy, personally and professionally. And I just couldn't do that. That suddenly changed for me. Jumping up, extemporaneously speaking, all of a sudden, I'm like fearful because I can't. Like, I see no words. The screens that were always there that, you know, fed me different storylines, they're gone. Like, somebody turned the screens off. And so in that incapacitation, the lesser me, if you will, I began to realize, wow, I had attached some of my peace, some of this idea that God will provide. I attached that to my ability to climb the mountain and plant the flag, find solutions, perform, etc. And so God and I really, we had a lot of conversations. They were painful because I was like, wow, I didn't see it. And so we began to pull those apart and say, if I never get any of this back and I'm unable to do those things, am I okay? Am I okay? Do I feel okay? Can I still have kingdom impact? And of course, our Father said yes and yes, and I made you, right? You are uniquely imprinted. There is no one like you. Through all that, I felt very seen. He just continued to show me that, hey, you know, you've done these things and that's great, but the assignment I have for you now and what I want you to be really clear on is that your light, as we're all light, you know, as it says in Mark 5, your light in every word, action, interaction, and conversation. And that when you show up, whether it's at Starbucks, the airport, with your wife, with your daughter, with friends or people you have never met, I want your light to be bright enough that darkness scurries in that moment, whether it's for 15 seconds or 15 minutes, that darkness scurries and that you bring order to the chaos that could be going on in that person's life just for a moment.
Mark, that is a word, my friend. And the thing I love about the book of Mark is that Jesus reveals himself to be far more powerful than even the 12 disciples could have ever imagined.
You know, your good deeds, so that they will see your good deeds. And there's no period after good deeds. The counterfeiter tries to put a period every single day so that it focuses on us, that it goes on to say to glorify our God. That's what really struck me, that, and I've always, you know, I consider myself a hope multiplier most days. I mean, I'm just sort of built that way. I have that view of life. Charles Swindoll was big in my mom's life. And so she gifted me with, and I've adopted, you know, life is 10% what happens, 90% how you react to it. And I live by that most days. I'm not perfect. So that combined with Mark 5 and light, I'm like, okay, then every single interaction, And I don't have to know the outcome. I don't have to climb the mountain and plant the flag. But every day and every single interaction, how am I showing up? And that has really become to be as consistent as possible, knowing that the counterfeiter is over here. And if my light is dim, darkness can hang out in the room. And I don't want the darkness hanging out in the room. When the light's bright, when we flick on the lights, darkness scurries. And I think in the spiritual realm, I believe in spiritual warfare, we allow sometimes, because of how we're living our life, even our wellness level impedes our ability sometimes in how we show up as mighty warriors of the King. And if my light's bright enough, I can, through him, cause darkness to scurry.
You know, Mark, my dad taught me that kids aren't afraid of the dark. They're afraid of being alone in the dark. Christians need to be reminded that Satan would love to get them alone. So take heed. My friends, you're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton. And my guest is Mark James, the Chief Marketing Officer of Christian Care Ministries, the parent corporation of MediShare.
Tim Tebow, who I love and adore, made a comment at a conference that I was at, and I've adopted it. So I want to give him full credit for this thought, that one of the things he said from stage, and I say this often because it's a challenge to us as leaders or anyone who's a child of God, and that is, when you get up in the morning, is the counterfeiter, he said Satan, is the counterfeiter view you as a threat? View you as a threat. And I sat and I thought about that, Zach. And I was like, I want to be a threat. I want to be a threat. And so how can I do that? Well, it's being bright enough in who I am and how I show up, not what I do. You know, that's some of my COVID story. And it's been a journey. Praise God. In February, I had a big advancement. My wife, through my journey, shared words that I'll never forget. And it was really heavy and disheartening. And she's my biggest fan. She said, baby, you're not the man I married. You're different. You're different during this COVID journey. But God has slowly given me moments of regaining some of what I lost. And in February, I had a big advancement. People say, well, where do you think you're at? And I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to say I'm 100%, because I have no measuring scale, but I would say I'm north of 90%. And my wife and me personally would say that I feel the most like me since February that I felt in 5 years. And so praise God. I give him the credit. I've certainly done things from a wellness perspective. I've tried to do everything I possibly could to advance that mission, but it was up to him. And so I'm very thankful that he's granted that to me. And of course, I feel motivated to continue in the way that I've shared here.
Amen, my friend. You know, I know we're pressing close on time here, and I want to kind of wrap up this way, because what I really appreciate about you, Mark, and even this conversation today, this isn't a sales pitch to Christian Care Ministries. You're just talking about, man, you want to help people, and you want to connect them to their ultimate source of peace, of hope, of change, of healing, while at the same time share alongside of people in the suffering that's inevitable in this journey that we experience called life. But Mark, how I want to close this way, Mike Tyson put it this way, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. And there's a lot of times in life where we go through disasters. We get a call about a diagnosis. We have a loved one going through something very difficult, depression, anxiety, intrusive thoughts. We go through just pain. And what I want to close up with is, you've been alluding to this the entire time, but what's one final word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you would offer an audience member out there today to cling to Christ in the middle of their crisis, so that way he too, the Savior of the world, can share in their suffering alongside of them?
Something I've clung to through my journey that's been really meaningful was something our pastor shared probably 3+ years ago. And I think many people are familiar with Genesis 22, the Abraham and Isaac story, right? And we know that part of the story. But what he pointed out that I cling to this day, that helps me believe that God will provide and give me this sense of peace that I think we all want, but sometimes can feel elusive, is he said, where did the ram come from? So the movie never shows you, per se, that side of the story, but we know a ram was in place of Isaac. But where did the ram come from? That ram had to come from someplace to get stuck in the thicket so that God's story could be completed in that moment. And he went on to say, God is sending rams for you, for me, today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And that just gave me a lot of peace. And so when I pray, and since that, I've even adjusted, I talk to my team about this all the time, like, you know, you are a ram today to someone, you just don't know it. And so where can we be a ram in our suffering? And where can others be a ram to us? But ultimately, it all points back to the Holy Spirit. And I would just simply say, if we can, palms up, let go of the things we so desire to change or script about, even when we're in, say, a medical situation, I believe God shows up and fills that void.
That's the beautiful thing about God. When we ask him to show up, he doesn't just show up. He often shows off in ways we could have never asked, thought, or imagined. Mark James, my friend, I'm so grateful for you, grateful for CCM, grateful for MediShare. Thank you guys for what you do and continuing to share with others in the midst of their heaviest, darkest, and most suffering seasons of life. Mark, my friend, thank you so much for your time and joining me today.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Honor and a privilege.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
I'm Dr. Tim Clinton with the American Association of Christian Counselors with your Mental Health Minute. Everyone experiences trouble in life. We all face seasons of sorrow, grief, relational pain, and more. In fact, studies show now that 20 to 25% of people experience a diagnosable mental disorder in their lifetime. Sadly, the church has too often remained silent about mental illness. The silence creates stigma and shame, and it adds to the suffering. But there's good news. Mental health professionals now offer more effective care than they ever have before. And when Christian counselors integrate emotional, relational, and mental health anchored in God's word and spiritual wisdom, people are finding real help, hope, and healing. You know, we're all broken in some way. Let's care for one another in the most loving, effective ways possible, because the Lord, he's in the midst of it. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. This has been your Mental Health Minute. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors and co-host of Life, Love, Faith, and Family. To learn more, go to aacc.net.
This is Dr. Shawnee Anderson, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist who's been in practice for over 30 years. In my clinical experience, one of the hardest parts for someone struggling with their mental health is the very first step, the just reaching out for help part. I understand that asking for help is hard, but finding that help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, the mission is to make it easier to find a Christian clinician or coach who is compatible with you, someone you feel comfortable with, who shares your faith and values. Whether you're walking through grief, battling anxiety or depression, or facing any other of life's challenges, excellent mental health care providers are here to come alongside you with support that is both clinically excellent and distinctly Christian. If you or someone you know is looking for help and healing, we invite you to take that next step today. Go to ChristianCareConnect.com to find a provider within 100 miles of you. For further support or questions, you can email us at contact@ChristianCareConnect.com. A new way to start your journey to wellness and peace of mind.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people?
If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.